It's very easy to be a jerk to yourself, to be hustling, to be always, ah, I could have done more, I should have done more, this is not enough, I'm not making enough, I don't have enough clients, my offers are not the greatest, she's doing better than I am, I should be something, someone else, I should do something better, more. It's so easy. It's the easiest thing to do, to be a jerk to yourself, not to be a great teammate. Well, hello and welcome to Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for business owners and for myself. My name is Monta. I run an online business. I offer courses, mentoring, and podcasts, inspiration, meditations. Sometimes I run retreats as well. And here I am, and this podcast is for you and for me, because I'm also learning to be a better teammate to myself when it comes to business. And this topic has been very dear to my heart for the past few weeks, because I noticed that my coach in running completely changed my attitude towards myself when I'm running. And now I run faster, I run with more joy. Every run is a celebration, no matter how hard or challenging it is. And I thought to myself, if I can do this in running, I can do this in my business. And one of the first things I remember when we started was, he said, don't be a jerk to yourself. Like, listen how you're talking to yourself when you're running. And today I want to ask you, and you can pause at this and even write things down. How are you talking to yourself when you talk about your business? When you open that laptop in the morning and write down your tasks or to-do list, how are you talking to yourself? How are you being with yourself? Think about it for a moment. And I'll be very honest with you, because like I said, this podcast is for you and it's for me. I think I should do more. And not in a way of doing, but I should be having more clients. I should be having more followers on Instagram. I should be having more orders, more money coming in. And this is being a jerk to myself, because I'm not looking at, hey, how has it been so far? How have I done till now? I started my online business in 2020, and I had almost no one in Latvian audience, which is my native language and the country where I was born and spent half of my life. And I had nothing, and today I have 9,000 followers, from which I think 2,000-3,000 are Latvians. I have a couple of really great courses. I launch programs 4 times a year. I've done, I think, more than 15 retreats by now. And this is how I could be looking at myself every day, being like, oh wow, I've come this far. This is great. This is good. This is, and I'm very honest with yourself. Even now, speaking in this podcast, I'm here by myself in my office. It's like I feel shy and I feel this is not the best. I should be like, I can't be that proud of myself. And I believe you feel it too. So for a minute, just pause this and think, how far you've come as a business owner, as an online business owner, as an offline business owner. How far have you come? How many years have you been in the business? How many months, many weeks? What have you been achieving so far? Think about it. And actually, this wasn't the first thing what I wanted to tell you about. The first thing was, and I hope you did that task that I just gave you. The first thing was, stop not telling yourself that you're a business owner. Like when we're running, we're all runners, we're all athletes. If you can move your body, they say, you can be an athlete. If you run, you're a runner. And for me, it's like, no, like I don't run that far or fast to call myself a runner. I'm just playing around. No, stop. You're not fooling around with your business. If you have registered your company, if you have a client or you have an offer, you are a business owner. You are one. Yes, you are. Even if you're self-employed and you have clients and you want to just be like, oh no, I'm just here by myself. I'm just doing something little. No, stop. You're a business owner. You're a business person. You're a businesswoman. You're a businessman. You're an entrepreneur. You are. Let that soak in. You are. Write it down. Write it down in your journal. I am a business owner. Or whatever feels like really close to you. Maybe you're a mompreneur or fempreneur or whatever. Ompreneur, like my podcast name. You are running a business. And when that soaks in, when it's written on your paper, put it on your wall. Make yourself see it every day. It's not anymore, I'm building a business, I'm trying to be someone. You are. And remember the first task I gave you. Look back, like how far have you come? Maybe you have registered your company today. Wow, that's a huge big step because you were fighting through all those no's and papers and people telling you don't do this and better do something safe and this might not work out. You registered that company. You did it. It's you. It's not me. It's you. And then maybe you've been in your business for over 10 years. So think about all those times you wanted to give up. You know, I think I approximately want to give up once or twice every month. Just like close everything down, run away. But then I remember I have bills to pay and I actually like what I'm doing and I love getting money for that. So I keep going. And I believe you have those moments too. And it's fine. But see, we're business owners. We've come far. We've come far. We're brave. The same, like I said, I learned about myself. I'm an athlete and I'm a runner. And I stopped being jerk to myself. So have a look at your tasks today and what is there in your to-do list. And if you tell yourself, I'm an online business owner, I'm a small on-site business owner, I am a fempreneur, mompreneur, entrepreneur, look at those tasks. And if you also tell yourself, I'm my best teammate, I'm a cheerleader. This today is a celebration of my business. I'm celebrating myself today. I'm celebrating myself for zero sales and I'm celebrating myself for the best and the highest income days. I'm celebrating myself for not quitting. I'm celebrating myself today for whatever there is today. And look at that to-do list. How is this person who I just inspired in yourself? And you know, I can't remember exactly who said this and from which language it was, but inspire is like to blow a breath inside of someone. If you feel inspired now from what I'm telling you, and you're like, yes, I am this person, I am, and I've come so far. So look at the to-do list and how are you going to approach it? If you're this, if you're not jerk to yourself, if you're a support team to yourself, if you're your own cheerleader and you know you've come far and you're celebrating and it's a good day to celebrate, how are you going to treat yourself today? As a cheerleader, as a teammate, go for it. And next podcast, we'll talk a little bit more about being a really good teammate to yourself in your business.